Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 446. Time to recalibrate the measuring stick. Trust you've had a grand week, had a great weekend, I trust, with Easter and being with family, and of course, spring. I hear a lot of people are seeing spring. We had it sort of, kind of. No real snow at the ranch proper, but definitely all the ridges and mountaintops around sure got a dusting. It was 19 degrees on, what was it, Friday morning? I mean, come on, give us a break. We did get some trees planted, some beautiful choke cherries that we're hoping will attract more birds to the property, because we can never have enough. Hope you had the same great time. And somewhere in all that, squeezed in a little bit of camera time. This podcast is being recorded on Adobe Podcast. No more beta. It's the real McCoy. Now, first, keep in mind that there is an archive on the website for all the podcasts, all 446 of them. And you can search it. There are some that are titles are kind of similar, but the content is different. What would be kind of the case with this particular podcast? You can go to the website, and there is a blog post for this podcast, which will have, like last week, links to various things I talked about, places, what have you. So that is there on the website. You can go to Spotify, and you can listen to the podcast. You can download the transcript, and you can have a conversation with me. Easy to do there. Or you can listen to it anywhere you do, and I'm grateful that you do take time to listen to the podcast. A couple people reached out this week saying they'd rather go back to the shorter format than the longer one. I will try to always keep them around that 15, 18 minute mark, but sometimes I feel a little gabby. But you can find them all there. Whenever you want, as you need. Had one person mention that I had a few books in the last podcast and wondered if I read more than one book at a time. I typically do not. I do read a lot of other material, but not an actual book when I'm reading a book. And then he said, can you clarify what was that old book you were talking about? It's an old aviation book about Cal Rogers in FinViz. Yeah, I'm not making it up. FinViz. That used to be a soft drink manufacturer, and it was a sponsor for Cal Rogers, who did the first transcontinental flight. An amazing read. Boy, I tell you, we've come so far, but wow, those pioneers. So it's an old book. I did some searching and found it at an old used bookstore, which is my kind of my favorite way to buy a lot of books. But otherwise, I don't have a book recommendation this week for you. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com, for the continued support of the Moose Podcast. Now, there is 1 week left. It ends on April 27th. Okay, 6 days. For the big Nikon sale. It's a giant sale. There is a lot of products on there. Some of them are the old F mount. A lot of it is Z mount. It's all there. You've got 1 week left. So Bedford's, they've got the inventory. They've got the pricing. And even with that Nikon sale, yep, the Moose discount will be applied on top of that. And hey, that's going to save you real cash. You just tell them, either in person at one of their stores, online, bedfords.com, on the telephone. Hey, you heard about them from Moose, and you want the Moose discount. You'll see it after you check out. And you'll hear great things from those folks about what you're looking for. They'll be honest and tell you of things that you're looking at that you might not want. They've got prices. They got everything. That's why I love Bedford's, and I tend to talk to them probably more than most shooters. Could be addicted. Never thought about it. Anyway, Bedford's, bedfords.com. Thanks for helping us photographers. All right. Time has marched on with photography, and things keep changing, continually changing. And in that process of change, how much do we change? How much do we create a measuring stick and we hold everything up to it, and then we're kind of inflexible? Now, by nature, humans don't really like change. And we take that one more degree when we talk about photographic humans. We don't really like change. Not that we don't embrace it once we try it, but it's that trying part that can be really, you know, hard to do. Use myself for example. So raising ISO, 20 years of shooting film, raising ISO, or back then the ASA, wasn't an option. It was just ingrained, didn't do it. And when digital first started out, the higher you raise the ISO, and in the very, 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 very beginning, just going to 200, you start seeing a lot of stuff in that photograph you didn't want to see. Not just noise, but artifacts and other things that just, like, there goes the image quality. So digital in the first days ingrained even more. Keep the ISO down the down in the basement. And that is still my preference. But I have changed my, it's time to recalibrate my own measuring stick just on that one thing, as an example, raising ISO. Now, I don't have my cameras automatically always set to like 800. They're still set at 100. But if a scenario comes up, and classic example is working in Costa Rica in the rainforest, you know, raising the ISO to 1600, I didn't hesitate. I didn't not do it. I did it so I could get the shots I was looking for. Because we have changed some of the technologies, the biggest one is using denoise in Adobe Camera Raw. You go to Tech Preview, click on the gear setting, gear symbol, top right corner, go to Tech Previews, check that box, shut down ACR, shut down Photoshop, relaunch it, and you'll see a whole new denoise. And it's just quick, it's simple, it's, yes, it's AI, but it works wonders. It works miracles as far as I'm concerned. I did take the ISO up just to see what happened to silly numbers, you know, those five-digit numbers. And you look at the picture, and like a friend of mine said, it's hard to tell if it's even sharp to start with. And I put it through ACR and denoise, and I was like, I'm blown away. So I've changed, shouldn't say changed, I have recalibrated my own measuring stick when it comes to ISO and shooting high ISO. I've been shooting with some other people for quite a while, and I've noticed they have recalibrated their measuring stick as well. And in this process, AI comes up. Well, before I go further, working with a publisher, they have a general statement that they put out that I wanted to read because it goes with the recalibrating that measuring stick. To quote them, we will not accept any images generated using AI. We have deep appreciation for all the work you, as in photographers, all put into capturing photos. We're proud to showcase real images by real people. I thought that was an interesting thought they put out, and that was in the just this year, this quarter, in fact, just started. And so in calibrating that measuring stick, and their statement they're saying is, if you're using AI, for example, selection, you can do AI selection now in Photoshop, which is it just grabs a whole lot more detail better and quicker. You're using AI in any masking in Lightroom or Adobe Camera Raw, or using AI for denoise. That's not what they're referring to. They're referring to big time image manipulation and using AI to deal with that, to replace, enhance. So in recalibrating that measuring stick, AI is not part of the conversation, except for those basics, which are simply cleaning up some aspects of that file, like noise. With that being said, we all have a measuring stick in which we say, this photograph is good, this photograph is bad. This photograph should be shared, this should never see the light of day. And that measuring stick, I am suggesting that perhaps it gets a little recalibration. And the one example I want to talk about is the one that is really kind of at the crux of photography. There's a couple. This one has to do with sharpness. Wildlife photography, got to have the eye sharp. That's always been a given. And after that, it's really up to the photographer. But just having eyes sharp doesn't mean the photograph that you are enjoying or sharing is shareable. In other words, sharpness alone is not a criteria for making a photograph a great photograph or a good photograph or a solid photograph. It's just, it's a necessary thing that has to be element, that has to be the part of the photograph. So without it, you don't have a photograph. So with it, do you have a photograph? That's where recalibrating your measuring stick might come into play. So I have a friend that's very talented, really good shooter, very good shooter, and kept getting better and better. And their fun level kept getting better and better and bigger and grander to the point where it's very possible they go to bed with their camera. They're with it so much. And in that process of all that fun comes a realization at times that, hey, my fun is increasing. What about my technical skills? What about my emotional impact? What about my visual storytelling? And then in the deep dive to look at that, the fun meter started going down because it's human nature, right? You're dealing with the technical side, and sometimes that can just be such a stressful thing. And then you look at your photographic efforts and they don't match per se the stress you're feeling. And that fun meter keeps going down, and it's like the shooting starts to get less and less, where you were shooting all the time. Now it's maybe days or weeks before you pick up the camera. And in that process, I think recalibrating the measuring stick is very vital. So just being sharp could be just enough. Maybe you don't need to go beyond that if in that simple premise, you're having a time of your life. I mean, it is photographic pursuits are a passion. And if you don't have that passion, right, and it's not feeding your pursuits because you're getting so wrapped up in technical things, which perhaps don't serve you, perhaps they should be pushing you more. If that one really kind of important goal, which is what a measuring stick is for, right, figuring out how you're going to get somewhere and how well you're doing along that path, that perhaps fun might be closer to it, whatever that it is, versus making money or getting the book or having an exhibit or so many other things. Maybe those should be replaced with just simple three-letter word fun, and then they're just offshoots of that fun if your photography and your heart takes you there. But that's only going to happen if you take time to recalibrate that measuring stick, to give yourself the flexibility, the wiggle room to say, I'm having fun. I'm going to keep trying to do this and that better, but fun is really what's important. I think if you do that, you might just actually end up improving your photography despite yourself. It could be time to recalibrate that measuring stick. You folks have a spectacular week. I'm going to sign off here and get on a plane heading to Yosemite by sea in the valley. Make sure you say hello. And remember to make every click your story.